start this evening with some praise and worship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jehovah Elohim.
Jehovah Adonai.
You are my peace. You are so good to me.
Praise the Lord. It's so good to have you in the house of the Lord this wonderful day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. I thank God for every one of you, and I thank God that His purposes will be fulfilled in all of our lives. I feel compelled in my spirit to read a particular psalm to us before I introduce our very dear man of God who is going to bring us the word of God today. This is a psalm that you know very well. It is the 23rd psalm. The 23rd psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It is a psalm written by the great giant of faith, the giant slayer, David. And he was referencing his days as a shepherd. But in real terms, this psalm is talking about the grace of the shepherding of God. And when Israel left Egypt, God was that shepherd. They lacked nothing. Hallelujah. God provided for them. God protected them. God delivered them. God was faithful to them. He says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." And I like this. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For, because thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Somebody shout hallelujah. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The God we serve is not an absentee God. He's a present God. Our helper, our peace. And today let us celebrate His goodness as He bestows upon us the riches of grace, and His loving kindness establishes us all. Father, we are thankful for your manifold blessings. We thank you, Lord, O God, for this second day of Sukkot. This day that you have ordained by your Spirit. Today we will hear your word as we heard it yesterday. So, Lord, oh God, today we are going to hear a present word that will heal, restore, and make whole. We receive your prophetic declarations. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that your anointing is destroying yokes and removing burdens. We receive your servant, Pastor Jeremiah Dyro. We receive the word that comes forth out of His mouth today. And by those words, we shall be established and made prosperous. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hello, Pastor. How are you doing?
Fine, sir. God bless you, sir.
Bless you. It's such a joy to have you speak to us today. I know I gave you an option to, you know, pre-record your message so that you'll be in bed at this time, but you said, no, I'm going to do the vigil thing. I'm going to speak to the saints live. And that meant that you're going to be up at 2:30. I don't know what the time is right now. It should be about 2:40.
Yes,
2:50 for you.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What, we're so privileged and honored to have you speak to us. You know, thank you so very much for willing to do this. But before I turn it over to you,
thank you, sir.
Just tell me a little bit. I know I've asked you this question before, but I want the people to get to know you a little bit more. You are an amazing man of God. God called you and placed you in the great nation of Israel to minister to the people. Tell me a little bit more about you and what you are doing in Israel.
Thank you very much, sir, for giving me the opportunity to be a blessing in this awesome, powerful altar. I do not take it for granted, and I appreciate our mommy every time for the wonderful part she's playing in our roles. May God continue to bless her in the mighty name of Yeshua.
Amen.
We thank you very much. Every time I listen to you, I feel it fresh. Thank you very much,
bless
we are happy to be connected to you people, sir, and we thank you for your leadership and how you have been leading. And we as your children, we are very, very happy with the way you are leading us. And our prayer is God will continue to lead you and lead you more in the mighty name of Yeshua.
Amen.
My journey here to the land of Israel is God's miracle. And how he has been the new face. It is from one path to another path, from one face to another face. Now we have seen how God has moved as a church, as taking care of the refugees, now fighting the battles of the kingdom of God. God just gave us a victory over more than 21 churches that they wanted to close down. More than 21 churches. And God used me as a point of contact to stand for these 21 churches in this country, Tel Aviv.
Wow.
And God gave us victory. We just got the victory.
Amen.
So he said, it's from glory to glory. We thank God for what God is doing.
Oh, and awesome God.
Amen. And not just that, for with peace, God has been using me now in the area of organizing peace to community to community in the land of Israel. So as a pastor, they just gave me an award. Israel just gave me an award as a peace ambassador. So this is the award.
Yes,
I saw
that when you posted it. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
So bringing all the community together as a peace, and we use the word of God and we use the scripture to make sure that we talk to them about peace. And some of the committee are not believers, but we thank God that God is using us to penetrate into them, and the wind, the demona, the Arabs, some of the Jewish. So God is just using us to operate in that area. And also as a church, it's a new level of God using the church in the kingdom.
Amen.
In this time of the season where now we see people coming to ask about how is this your God doing, and we always give them an answer that come and come and see. He's good and he's always faithful. And there's a lot of testimony coming out from people coming to ask, Jews coming to ask, Arab coming to ask, Bedouin coming to ask, people coming to ask us about Yeshua. And we thank God that God is doing his things on the ground and his name will be glorified.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's such exciting news to see how God is using your life to impact the nation and touching people everywhere. And today we are privileged to have you bring the word of the Lord to us during this great feast, you know, that God says is a feast that will last. This is a feast where he calls all of his sons and his daughters too. And he says, if you don't show up at this feast, you're my enemy. I'm coming after you. Well, we thank God we are part of the family of God, and we are here, and God is here at this Mohit time to bless us and make us a blessing. I turn it over to you. I'm ready to receive the word of the Lord from your mouth. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, the mighty Yeshua, everlasting Father, we thank you for this precious time. We thank you for a time that we need to share your word, your precious word, in this period of Sukkot. Sukkot is a time of refreshing, it's a time of gladness, it's a time of joy, it's a time of deliverance, it's a time of provision. Father, this whole 1 week, Father, as we're sharing your word, lead us in the mighty Yeshua, and every word will not fall. Every word will produce its result in the mighty name of Yeshua. Bless this ministry. Continue to uphold this family and their children and their grandchildren. Continue to uphold them in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father, for our listeners from around the world that will be watching, and those that will watch after this program, they will also be blessed in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father, for the time we'll be spending in your presence. In mighty name, we pray it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Today is the second day of Sukkot. And Sukkot in the Hebrew is, first of all, we need to know the root, the Hebrew root, which is Tav Gimel Samen Tav Kaf Tav Eight. That is Ak Sukkot. So here in the land, we say it Ak Sukkot Sameach. That means have a wonderful holy day Sukkot, not holiday, because this is holy day. Because why is it holy day? Because it is God that pronounced, that set apart these days. So it's not just an holiday, but it is an holy day. That's why God said, these three times you must appear before me. During the time of the Passover, during the time of the Pentecost, and during the time of this Sukkot, wherever you are, you must appear. These are God's holy day. So as children of God, wherever you are, this is the time that God has preserved for we to receive. And Sukkot always comes after Yom Kippur. And what is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur means a time for we to repair, time to fix. Fix what? What has been damaged? What has gone wrong? And after you repair what has gone wrong, that means you have 7 days to 8 days. We normally blow the trumpet, we normally do the prayer, we normally cleanse ourselves, we normally make sure that we prepare ourselves towards what? This Sukkot. Why? Because God himself wants us to enter Sukkot as a new beginning. As a new beginning. Because once you enter the year, Sukkot as a new beginning, there is always a blessing that will remain permanent with you, that will remain permanent and will take you for the next year, for the next year, and for the next year. And he said from generation to generation. And we thank God for what God is doing. Because once is Sukkot, it's a time for new beginning. What is new beginning? Something that has been destroyed, something that was not okay, and God wants us to look at that area and begin to start a new beginning after Yom Kippur. And once we start with Sukkot in the right process, we'll always get the victory. Sukkot means to live in a boat. Living in a boat for these 7 days, wherever you are, temporarily living in a boat. And that boat, we thank God, there is no door. It is only three circles. There is no door. So you come in, that means it's God that will provide, it's God that will deliver, it's God that will lead, it's God that will fight, and it's God that is in control. But today I'll be dealing with the topic, God, our deliverance. God, our deliverance. There are a lot of verses that I'll be using, but I really want to explain Sukkot to us very well so that we understand it. Exodus chapter 23, verse 16, it talks about Sukkot. A very, very powerful verse that I always like to use is Exodus chapter 34, verse 22. It talks about it very, very good, how God is going to give us victory about whatever we are doing, but we must get it right. We must get it right. And today I'll be talking of how we get it right. So because once we can get it right, now we can move forward. How can we get it right? We can get it right, number one, in this area, to know that this thing we are talking about, that is, it has been broken. It has been broken. Something has been broken. Something is lacking. And once we know that something has been broken, we must look not for the place, but what makes it. Is if a person falls, he does not need to look at the place where he fell, but he needs to look why he fell. Now, many people used to attack where they fall, but no, we need to understand why. So the purpose of Sukkot is to get it right. Where? What happened? What happened in the beginning? Why did God say, come before me? Why did God say that if you did not come in this time, you're an enemy? Why did God say, okay, come before me with offering? Why did God say, come before me with your whole heart? Why God say, come before me because I want you to be clean? So I would like to dwell in this area so that we understand it very, very well, so that we can move. And I know some of our great speakers will be coming and they'll be digging on this topic, Sukkot. This part of the Sukkot means it's the part of redemption. It's a redemption plan, which is a revolution that is for our generation. And we must get it, and we must let it know that this is the last generation that we need to get it right. Because if we don't get it right in this generation, it is going to cost a lot. Why? Because the world is not getting better. So this generation, we must get it right. Well, we must learn to get it right. And that is why we need proper teaching. We thank God for a great man like you, sir, for opening door to speak and also to bring it out, this teaching of Sukkot in this period, so that people will understand it. Believers will understand it, that it's not just for Jews alone, but this is for all over the world, all the believers, all the Christians around the world, that everybody must understand this. It is God's hand as he is creating, and it's the same God's hand that is destroying. It's the same God's hand. So, but now God wants to do it in creating, getting it right with the people, getting it right, whatever we are doing. And how do we get it right? We get it right by this. Number one, we need to know what to offer. We need to know what to offer. We need to know why we offer. We need to know what kind of heart that is for we to offer, so that it will be acceptable. We must get to this point. We must understand this. I will dwell in this until the end. But now we need to understand also that he is a lordship. He empowers individuals to come to him. And those that come to him, he is the one that is in charge and can lead and has the power to defend. And we have seen it time and time and time in our lives, in the ministry, in the life of the children of Israel in their journey. We have seen it how God proved to them in the wilderness. We have seen it how God tell them, okay, now this Sukkot is a temporary dwelling place. This is what happened in the wilderness. But now, what happened in the wilderness is an example. But now that you are living in a mansion, now that you are living in villas, I want you also in 1 week to put a boat around your house so that you know where you are coming from, so that you know where you are, and so that you know where you are going. This is very, very important, and we must get it right. And what happened? I want to start talking about how God used the children of Israel. But before I get there, something happened. People must learn to listen. People must learn to listen. People must learn to obey. People must learn to know that God is the one that is in control. And once we learn to listen and obey His word, He is ready to take us far. The issue, the history of Nakash, which is the snake, serpent. Nakash called snake in the Hebrew, and Eve called cover. The purpose, what happened? When Nakash came to meet cover, that means snake came to meet Eve, that is cover. God did not interfere. Why? Because God understands that she got the teaching. She understands the teaching. So it is left for her to stand firm, even when the trial comes. Because the husband has been teaching her, which is the head. Today, churches, leaders, pastors have been teaching. Leaders have been teaching, conference upon conference, Zoom upon Zoom. A lot of teachings is going on. So it's led from the cover to hold on every time the Nakash come to attack. It is left for we to stand out, to command, to rebuke, to spill the blood, to spill the blood, to stand upon the word. So God did not interfere. Why? Because he believed Kava has got all what she wants. She got all the teaching. She got all what she wants so she can stand the battle. So that is in terms of this time. God wants us to understand that we have got what we want. The word, the scriptures. Now, even the prophet said that they wish they could experience this type of season. Now, a message like this, almost 1 million people can watch this message. What are we talking about? It's unlike before. Now is time that this generation must get it right. And must know that time is ticking. The time is ticking and it's not on our side. But God will give us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. I say God will give us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I will start that the God, our deliverer. We saw in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 13 to 16. We saw how God used a servant called Samson to deliver the children of Israel from the hand of the Philistine. God is a master deliverer. He specializes in delivering. This is the topic of this conference. It must God deliverer. God is our deliverer. He can deliver you. He has the power to deliver you. He has the power to deliver from every kind of addiction. He has the power to deliver from every kind of situation you are in. He is a master deliverer. He had delivered in group. We saw the whole children of Israel, how he delivered them. But when he delivered, what are you doing? Do you stay where you are? Or you move forward? Or do you come back again? As a child of God, it's a season of Sukkot. Wherever we have got it wrong, after Sukkot, we expect to get it right, to start a new beginning. Why? To begin to run with it, to begin to carry it on. And as we carried it on, now we carry the generation on. We carry the nation on. Because in Jewish, one person is the nation. One person is a nation. So you must carry the nation up. And now, we saw also in the book of the same Judges chapter 6, Judges chapter 8, we saw the story of Gideon, a great city, that God decided to use Gideon to fight a battle. Gideon was in a big situation. The land of Israel were in a big situation. Gideon was in a mess. And when God appeared to him, he said, Gideon, you're a mighty man. Gideon looked at himself. He said, "Who are God, why are you talking like this? Where is the mightiness of me? You see what I'm doing?" God said, "No, I want you to rise up. I want you to wake up. I want you to regenerate yourself. I want you to rethink. I want you to reconnect. I am God Almighty. I will use you to deliver not just your household, but the whole land of Israel." And we saw, and God said, "You are going that power of might. There's a power of might. Every one of us, every nation, there's a power of might that God has given us. And we must begin to activate it. It was not the Dutch man. No, we must begin to activate it. We must begin to push it forward. The whole world is waiting for us to rise up. The whole world is waiting. Government is not the solution. Medical science is not the solution. We thank God for the medical science. We thank God for what they are doing. But they are not the solution. Church is the solution. And until church begins to rise and know what we are, get it right, now we move forward. We saw what happened with Joshua in book of Joshua chapter 10. Five kings came to attack Gibeon. And Gibeon looked for Joshua. Why? Because Gibeon was now in connection with Israel. Five kings, five countries. They came. And now we saw what happened. In Joshua chapter 10, from verse 11, God decided to release a hailstone to kill people. When God wants to deliver, sometimes he do it alone. Sometimes he uses man. God can use anything. We saw where the land opened and the whole people swallowed. This is God for you. And now, in this same book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 12, we saw where the whole moon stood still. Sun stand still. Why? Until when Joshua had victory over his enemy. The Bible says God has never hearkened to the voice of any man the way he hearkened to the voice of Joshua in the valley of Ayalon. Every time I go there to pray, he reminds me of the action, the power of God. God is still in action. God is still the God of deliverance. He can deliver. He has the power to deliver. He specializes in delivering. And any situation you are in today is going to deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every kind of captivity you are in today is going to deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. The same way he delivered the children of Israel. He delivered the children of Israel. How? There are 10 plots. 10. Not one, not two, not three. The first one was frog. He overcame it. The second one was blood. He overcame it. The third one was lice. He overcame it. The fourth one was flies. He overcame it. The fifth one was what? Livestone. He overcame it. The sixth one was boy. He overcame it. The seventh one was hail. He overcame it. The eighth one was locust. He overcame it. The ninth one was darkness. He overcame it. And the tenth was the death of all the firstborn. He released it. Just in action that God want to deliver the children of Israel. God can use anything to deliver. But still, they could not understand. Now God said, okay, you know what? No problem. Let's get to chapter 13 of Exodus. And God said, I'm going to set them up. I'm going to set the land of Egypt up. And God told the children of Israel, said, go and camp in Bilgabon. Go and come there and come to Baal. Gibeon, I'm going to be with you there. And they went there. And when they got there, they never knew that the Lord spoke to Moses. And when Lord speaks, it's about to destroy your enemies. Every of our enemies, every of your enemies, wherever they gather, God will destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be a new setup. After this Sukkot conference, whatever has been your challenge, it will be over in the mighty name of Jesus. God decided to set them up. Now the Pharaoh said, oh, Now the wilderness have been camped there. Now they have no way to run. And God said to add in the heart of Pharaoh. Add in the heart of Pharaoh. And say, now let us chase them. Let us chase them. God set them up. God is about to set you up for a greater dimension in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I said, God is about to rule in your affairs in the mighty name of Jesus. What seems impossible before, this Sukkot, from now it will become possible in the mighty name of Jesus. We saw how God decided to allow the children of Israel to go here. In fact, there was a complaint. They started saying, what is happening, Moses? Do you bring us here to kill us? God will never lead you to kill you. No. God will never lead you to kill you. Never. God will never stop on the way. No. What he has started with you, he will accomplish in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, what he has started with you, wherever you are watching me from, he will accomplish it in the mighty name of Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. It's not a man that will lie or son of a man that will repent. Whatever he has said concerning you in this Sukkot, whatever he has said concerning you in this year, it will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a brand new year in the Jewish calendar of 5782. Whatever you have said, he will bring it to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. So there was the children of Israel, they said, what is happening? You can allow us to be buried. Yeah, they said, no. Why do you want us to bury in this wilderness? No. God will not take you out of Egypt to bury in wilderness. No. God promised the children of Israel, I'm taking you from Egypt. You overcome the wilderness, and you know you enter the promised land. This is the promise. And this is the promise for you. Wherever you are watching, from your Egypt, you will enter you overcome your wilderness and enter your promised land in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Mosandaramasayaka, Yirikaka, I can hear God saying, somebody is watching and you have been doubting, but today God is about to give you and renew your faith in the mighty name of Jesus. He's about to renew your faith. That assignment ahead of you, you will accomplish it in the mighty name of Jesus. God told Moses, he said, Moses, he cried unto God. And God said, why do you cry to me? There's something I've given you. There's something that is with you. And which is the rod? Brethren, I didn't even knew in Egypt that the power was in the rod. They could have collected that rod long time. The enemy will not know your secret in the mighty name of Jesus. I say your enemies, wherever they are, they will never know your secret in the mighty name of Jesus. I was listening to Mama's teaching 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago. I sneaked in to watch your program, and I saw where Mama was talking about how we have more than 10,000 enemies. More than 10,000 enemies. And Mama says that in that scripture, that God is going to fight all the battles, all your battles. And today, no matter where your enemies are, God is going to fight for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, God is going to fight for you in the mighty name of Jesus. They never knew that that rod, there was a secret behind it. They never knew. They will never know your secret. They will never know your sources. They will never know where the anointing. They will never know where the power is going. They will never know. They will never. God told Moses, raise it up. Now use it. And he used it to smash the water. Use it to smash the water. And what happened? He said, move forward. Move forward. Move forward. From today, whatever has been said to stop you, whatever has been your interest, whatever has been of your past, is cut off from you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are marching forward. You are marching forward into the victory. And from this Sukkot, you are marching forward in the mighty name of Jesus. In this new year of 5782, you are marching forward in the mighty name of Jesus. The same thing that happened to the children of Israel. They march forward. As they march forward, they saw the hand of God. They saw the power of God. And now God decided to say, okay, these are the enemy they follow. Now God decided to do what? All their chariots. God decided to say, you know what? Let's destroy their chariots. And God decided to destroy their chariots. Whatever has been the wisdom, whatever has been the idea, God will frustrate them in the mighty name of Jesus. The hand of God will frustrate them in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of God will frustrate them in the mighty name of Jesus. You must understand. There are enemies, there are powers, there are principalities, there are rulers that don't want you to get there. They don't want you to reach your destination. They don't want, that's what it says in the book of Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Numbers 23, verse 23. He said that enchantment will never prevail against you. In the mighty name of God, there are people that the Santa, they are just releasing enchantment, speaking into the ear, connecting to the spirit, saying negative, doing negative, but it will never, 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 never materialize in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. They came with all it, but they could not succeed over the children of Israel. They overcame it. They succeeded. They succeeded. God used, God proved himself. The same God will use you. The same God will take you there. That your child will be healed. That your finances will be restored. That your studies, you will finish it. That scholarship you will get. In the mighty name of Jesus. What seems as if it is impossible, God will turn it around for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now, as a child of God, wherever you are, we are in the time of pandemic. Every one of us, God has done something marvelous in our life. God has saved us. So God has saved from drugs. God has saved from murder. God has saved from sickness, from different kind of things. In the book of Luke chapter 8, from verse 43, we saw a woman with an issue of blood. A woman with an issue of blood. The Bible says that this woman, she had sold everything. Nothing was left. Now she came to realize that it's only Jesus that will solve her situation. And she went to Jesus. And Jesus did not reject her. I'm talking about Christians today. I'm talking about churches today. I'm talking about believers today. Jesus did not reject that woman with an issue of blood. I make a start. I find out from the Hebrew, from this Hebrew source, this same woman that Jesus Christ healed and delivered from shame, from that situation of blood for 12 good years. Because once you talk about blood, blood is one of the most dangerous attacks. Once you are attacked with issue of blood, it's a very, very dangerous. Because it is only through blood you can, they can connect you to your family. It's only through blood they can know from the, which family you came from. It's the true next blood they can know the family that will come forward. So blood is not an ordinary thing. Once we talk about blood, and this woman has this issue. In fact, now there's a machine that they will detect that blood. With your blood, they can detect what kind of food you ate last year. It is that what kind of sickness you will likely get through blood. So this woman has an issue of blood for 12 good years. And she came to Jesus. And Jesus Christ did not reject her. Jesus Christ wiped her. Jesus Christ healed her. Jesus Christ delivered her. And this same woman, she was among the women that when Jesus Christ was on his way to the cross, every other person pulled back. Every other woman pulled back. Every most of the disciples pulled back. But this woman said no. And when Jesus Christ was with blood, he was looking for somebody to clean, to wipe it. To wipe his blood. This woman came forward. And she used her handkerchief and she wiped the blood of Jesus Christ. She wiped it. She said, I will not be ashamed of you. I will not go away from you. I will stand for you. Why? Because you stood for me before. What am I trying to say? Most of we believers, now is the time of pandemic. Most of us, we stop coming to church. Most of us, we stop giving to the kingdom of God. Most of us, we disappear. We are saying corona, corona. Jesus Christ has done a lot. It's time for every child of God. It's time for every believer to remember what God has done. What, how God has healed you, how God has saved you, how God, what God has done in your life, to come back and begin to do more than before. Just like the woman of issue of blood, he said, what can I do now that Jesus has not done for me? She went back. She went away. She stood with him. She stood with him in public. She stood with him and said, whatever will happen later. Many children of God today, they don't want to come to church. There's corona in the church. There's this. Who tell you? It's time for you to stand for the kingdom. It's time for you to move for the kingdom. It's time for you to make sure that the kingdom of God keep moving forward. And God will bless you as you do so. In the mighty name of Jesus. We saw what God happened We saw what happened. When God was about to move in the book of John, he came. When he got there, he said, where did you bury him? Where? Where? This time of Sukkot, instead of God want to bring everything back alive. God wants to give you a new life. The same way God gave Lazarus a new life. The same way. God said, where did you bury him? And when he came, they said, by this time, he stinketh. God laughed. He smiled. And in verse 35, the Bible says he wept. Why did he weep? He wept for the unbelief. He said, roll away the stone. And when they roll away the stone, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Come forth. The power of new beginning shall come upon you from today. Sukkot means new beginning. New beginning with Amaziah. New beginning in this journey. New beginning in the protection. New beginning in the provision. New begin to understand that yes, you have a role, you have an assignment, you have a duty. And if not you, nobody, because you are unique. Where you are, that location you are, you are unique. You are unique. If we don't rise up, God can. But God said, I would rather raise stone. God will never replace us with stone. In the mighty name of Jesus. God wants you to do it. And today, I will pray over your life. I will stand a prophecy over your life. And wherever you have been sleeping, God will rise you up and begin to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, God will begin to. You have to do it. You have to get up. You have to do it. We saw Esther. We saw the story of Esther. How God decided to use Esther to prove that he's a deliverer. To deliver the children of Israel, even when every plan has been planned, that they are going to do what? Terminate all the Jews. All the Jews, they will terminate them. But God raised an Esther. You are the Esther of this generation. And this is the last generation that we must get it right. We must get it right. It is our responsibility to get it right. And there is no judge in it. There is no delay in it. Because the whole world is waiting. The whole world is waiting to see the new beginning, to see what God has in place, to see the glory, to see the power, to see the manifestation, and to come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. I say to come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. We saw in the book of Daniel, the same God that this Nebuchadnezzar was saying, that I'm going to see that God that will save you. I'm going to see that God that will save you. It was that same God that Nebuchadnezzar now says that every person must begin to call that name. We saw it live under it. We are serving a God that deliver. It's a season that he will deliver. He will set you up. He will make it happen in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever has been your stoppage, God will, in his infinite mercy, intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. And God will pull it out. God will do a new thing in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a verse that I want us to read. Very, very important. Very, very important. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 16, verse 13. You shall observe the feast of the tabernacle 7 days when you have gathered from your threshing floor and from one press. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughters, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite, the strangers, and the fatherless, and the widows who are within your what your gate. 7 days you shall keep this sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord has chosen. Where you are, God has chosen to be there. It's not by accident you are there. Every part of the world that you are watching, God have choose you as for a time like this to be there and to begin to perform. To one person, you may be the war, and God will give you the victory. God will give you the answer. God will give you the solution. God will give you the wisdom. God will give you whatever it takes. In these 7 days, as great men of God will be speaking, will be releasing new authority in your life, new fresh anointing in your life, new power in your life, new grace in your life. And you pick it up and begin to go. You begin to march forward. You begin to do what you could not do. That is a grace. You begin to do what you could not do before. You begin to march where you could not march before. You begin to succeed in the area you have not succeeded before. With God, all things are possible. God will give you that. And God will release upon you, in the mighty name of Jesus, the power of God will go with you. The hand of God will not depart from you. And any power that has chosen to limit you, God will destroy. God will cancel those powers. In the mighty name of Jesus, this time of Sukkot is a time that God has chosen. And we must not forget, it's a time that God wants to do a new marching forward in your life. And he will help you. He said, I'm your helper. I'm your helper. And when you call me in terms of your need, I will be with you. He will help you. He will be with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, no power, no principalities, wherever they have gathered, under the sea, on this planet, over in the wilderness, on the tree, that will ever overcome you. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, there's something very, very important I want to talk before I talk about very, very important how to give in this period, how to give, how God wants us to give. I want to talk about He will correct us line upon line, precept upon precept. He will correct us. That is who He is. He is going to correct us. He specialized in correcting us. Every area, a word may be coming for your correction. Correct. Adjust yourself. Don't be stubborn. Don't be disobedient to His word. He will correct. Line upon line, precept upon precept. That is during this period. Why? He wants you to have. That's why I say, come before me. Come before wherever you are, come. When the father says come, he wants to talk to the children. He wants to talk to the children. Every father wants to see his children coming. Coming rejoicing. And that's the time you say, oh, this area, this area, this area. Watch it here, watch it here, watch it here. And do this here, do this here, do this here. And you get a result. In the mighty name of Jesus, this new year of 5782, we shall get a new result. In the mighty name of Jesus. Success is built into us. But God cannot fail. And let us know the same thing, that God cannot be wrong. And you are built for success. And you'll be successful in the mighty name of Jesus. You will stand out as a success wherever you are. You will prove to the whole world as a child of God that you are success. God believe to for this success. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ came to the temple. He came to Jerusalem in a time like this. And when he came, he released some kind of prayer. He released some kind of prayer. The same way Solomon, when he built that temple, he released some prayer. And what was the prayer? The prayer that he prayed in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. He said, when they come, wherever they are coming from, wherever they are coming from, whoever come as a foreigner, as a citizen, whoever it is, when they call the name of God in this same place, I will answer them. I will show them mercy. And their enemies will never overpower them. And I stand upon the power of God this morning here in Holy Land, that God will begin to answer your prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against you anywhere that will ever come against you In the mighty name of Jesus, God will be with you. The hand of God will uplift you. The power of God will take you there. It will take you there. It will take you there. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you're a good God. Because God that you are serving is not a God that will lie. He said, nobody should come before him empty-handed. This is what he says. He said, nobody should come before him empty-handed. When he mean that, he mean that. But how do you come before God? How do you come before God? And we are going to talk about it. He said we should come 3 times. And when he comes 3 times, we need to know what to offer. You must know what to offer. You must know what to offer. Pastor, how will I know what to offer? You know how powerful your God is. You know your harvest. You know your harvest. You know what God has done with you. You know how God has fought your battle. You know how God has made you to succeed in that area. So you must know what to offer. How to offer it. Because it's not what you offer, but how do you offer it? Which is very, very important. God wants us to offer with our what? With our sincere heart. Our sincere heart. Our heart must be sincere. Our heart must be what? Sincere. God wants us to offer with a sincere heart. And let it go off our worldly sacrifice. It's not the same thing like a worldly sacrifice. It's not just a sacrifice. No, it's not just a worldly sacrifice. No, but with a sincere heart. A heart that, yes, you are giving it unto God. And you are telling God, please accept it. The same way Abel gave unto God. And God accepted it. There are some giving that God does not accept. When you give with your sincere heart, when you give, not because somebody asked you to give, no. When you give, not to oppress others, not to give, when you give, not because you want everyone to know that you give, you see the hand of God operating in this season. I've seen God working. I've seen the power of God. I've seen the testimony. I just gave a testimony of 21 churches that wanted to be closed down in the city of Tel Aviv. 21 churches that wanted to be closed down. And when I came and I told them, you people have no power and you can't do it, they said, who am I? I said, I know who I'm serving. I know the God that I'm serving. It takes money. Because the first stage, we need almost $120,000. $120,000. And God raised one of the best firms in this country, among the top 3 firms. And they say, you know what? Pastor Jeremiah, we are going to release $80,000. Another firm in Jerusalem, I went to them. They say, you know what, Pastor Jeremiah, we are going to release $40,000 to make sure that this case, you people win. And we went. The first time they saw how we came, we paralyzed our enemies. We paralyzed them. God knows how to paralyze your enemies. Whatever has come to pull you down, God knows. There's a fight against the kingdom. But when you know how to give, when your time, the enemy attack you, God will know how to defend you. God will know how to defend you. God will know how to fight for you. God will know how to move you forward. We saw what he did with Gibeon. They came to attack. Gibeon was a great city because he was just connected with Joshua. He was connected in Israel. They came to connect. Every battle of your life, as you know how to give in this time of Sukkot, with your whole heart, sincere, You know what is good for God. And you know how. Very, very important. And this giving, God instructs us to give it to the poor, to people that are less privileged. This offering is for the consumption of people that are less privileged. The church, as you give, as you sow into this powerful ministry, as you sow into this ministry that they have been doing a great, they will use it by the special grace of God to give it to the poor, to release to the poor on their privilege. That is what God says. It's not your duty, but it's the duty of the house of God. But your duty is to give. You know how God has blessed you. You know how God has fought for you. You know many people that they are your mate or you are connected with them, but today they are no more. It's not by your power. It's not by your strength. I was telling them a powerful testimony. I was coming from Jerusalem with my family, driving. A motorbike just came on a high speed. And the moment this guy overtake, I said, Jesus. In the next 5 minutes when we got there, this guy, he is no more. Life, nobody knows the time. Nobody. You are not sure of tomorrow. But we are sure of today. Do the right thing. In this time of Sukkot, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Give it to him. Give it to him. Fat offering. The best of the best. Give it to him. And you will see the hand of God. You will see the offering of those that are going to be accepted by God at the offering that it comes with rejoicing. They come with rejoicing, they come with gladness, and they come seeing that yes, we have the victory. We give because we are going for the victory. From today, you go for the victory. You're on the victory side. We are victorious. And we continue to be victorious in the mighty name of Jesus over whatever your finances is. There are plans to attack your finances. But when you give in terms of Sukkot, because it's an holy holiday, holy season, God will answer it. God will go with you. God will protect you. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. And he says, it's better to give than to receive. It's better to give than to receive. The person that always gives, his hand is always on top. God will make your hand on top this year of 5782 in the mighty name of Yeshua. You will always be on top. You will always be ahead in the mighty name of Yeshua. Why? You can give your time. You can give your talent. You can give the best of what you have. You can give your idea. This is a great ministry. You can support in anything you want. But give unto him. Give unto him. And it says all in the men that all men must give. The whole men. This is the first where God is saying every man must come and give. Every man must come to give. Harvest and farmer understand the secret. And what is the secret? How to deserve the best for next year. I have to reserve the best of the product for next year. So as you give the best, as you follow this and you give the best, for sure, your next year will be hundredfold in the mighty name of Jesus. You remember what it was, Isaac? There was a famine. And she said, don't go. Stay in this same place. In this same place, you will reap hundredfold. Now, God knows how he can do it. God knows how to do it. He specializes in how to do it. So give plentifully. Give with all your heart. Give rejoicing. Give on how you know how to give. Give because you know what to give. You know. You know how God has blessed you. You know how God has protected you. You know how God has saved that family. You that you are watching, you know how much God is telling you to give. Give, obey, and God will be with you. The hand of God will overtake you this year in the mighty name of Yeshua. It's a brand new year. It's a year that the best of it will come. And we shall hear your testimony. We shall hear your powerful testimony in the mighty name of Yeshua. Not just a powerful testimony. Powerful, powerful testimony. A lady came to the church. This lady, she has been having a problem with her skin. She has been to many dermatologists. No healing. They have told her to try this. No healing. She just came to the service. Just the service alone. And that was how she received her healing. Just service. Nobody prayed for her. Nobody. She just came to the service alone. So wherever you are, as you are listening, you are receiving your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has been standing on your way, receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you have been believing God for, receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Every issue that has been standing as a challenge, as I pray with you, as I stand upon the word of God with you, Father, these are your children. I stand as a prophet in the land, as your servant. They are watching. They depend upon you. They rely upon you. Father, we have no any other source than you. Some put their trust on chariots, but we have decided to put our trust upon the God of living, God of Israel. The living God of Israel, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that has never lost any battle. The God that did it for Jonah. The God that saved, delivered Nineveh. Father, this same God, we pray, deliver your children from any form of captivity they are in the mighty name of Jesus. Any form, any kind of addiction, whatever is called, I stand upon your word right now in the name that is above every other name. Father, I say your children are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I say they are delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has held them captive, today they are loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Every chain. Every chain, Father, they are loose today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Receive your freedom.
Amen.
From poverty, receive it. From lack, receive it. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
From that barrenness, receive it. They say you will not carry child. By this time, 5, 7, 8, 3, you will carry your child in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. You will come up with testimony in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The call of Abraham will be with you. The power of God will be with you. The hand of God will be with you. No weapon fashion will ever overtake you again. You will continue to see the hand of God.
Amen.
You continue to see the mercy of God.
Amen.
The mercy of God will go with you.
Amen.
The hand of God will go with you.
Amen.
You're going out and you're coming in.
Amen.
Throughout this year.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Because you are God that answered it.
Hallelujah.
You are God that when you say yes, it is yes.
Yes, Lord.
You are God that will never lie. Father,
Shakata.
Your children are believing. Answer it.
Yes, Lord.
Answer it.
Amen.
Answer it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Receive it in Yeshua's name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Oh, glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so very much for such a powerful word to us tonight. Oh, we receive that word. Everything in proper order. Whatever it is that has been wrong in the past, corrected. So that which God is pouring into our lives will abide. It will stay, and we will fulfill God's divine mandate for our lives. I was so excited about the word that you brought today. We've been truly, truly impacted and blessed. Mama wants to say something to you before.
I'm just saying hello like normal. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom.
I was blessed with the message. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's a season of deliverance. One slap from God will take care of 10,000 men enemies.
Amen.
So you can imagine what's going to happen to demons.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it's a rejoicing town.
Amen.
It's a rejoicing time. It's a time to know that we are the children of the Most High God. He has given us the victory, and nothing is going to remove the happiness and the smile from our faces.
Amen.
So begin to remember the God who delivered the children of Israel is still our God.
Yes.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is still our God. The God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is still our God.
Yes.
So it is well with us and our household.
Amen.
It is well with our family.
Amen.
It is well. The same God who gave you 25 churches were going to be closed. 21 churches were going to be closed. And God provided the money from firms for you to take care of it. One man. If you can use one man, how many more of us? Hallelujah! It's victory time. Thank you for sharing and blessing us from Tel Aviv.
Amen.
God bless you. Greet,
praise the Lord.
Greet our sister and the children.
Amen.
Blessings.
Amen.
Amen. You know, that's so exciting. You know, if it were here in North America, we would say, well, you know, it's Gentiles, Christians that gave it, but I'm certain these are Jewish men that release resources so that churches can stand. God can use anybody to make things happen. God is a good God, and whatever the enemy planned, he failed woefully. You know, I'm so blessed by what you've shared today, and I'm excited about what God is going to do for us in this new year. You know, as I listen to this Son of the Most High God minister to us tonight, I was deeply encouraged to hear what he had to bring to us. God is our deliverer.
Amen.
Amen. He's our deliverer. As I said yesterday, the word deliver, deliverance, delivering has two meanings. When you deliver something to somebody, you're giving them something. When you deliver somebody, you're getting them out of something. So in the going in and in the coming out, we are blessed. My voice is not shut.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The deliverance of God has come to us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Rise with me. I'm going to release the man of God in just a moment, but before he goes, I want him to be in agreement with us in this place, right this very moment. We're going to honor God with our giving. We're going to have communion and all of that. But we're going to do two things. First thing we're going to do, I want you to put your hand out like this. And I want you to go like this. Don't hit your neighbor. That'll be a good time to hit Andre. Yeah. you have to practice some special distancing for that not to happen. Go, do it again.
It shows that the batteries.
You say, what does that mean? That is deliverance. God snatching you out of a problem. Somebody say, I am snatched out of the problem. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I want you to do this. Do it again. Do it again. You say, what is that? That's God delivering things to you and you receiving them. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I receive. I'm blessed beyond measure. I am sanctified head.
I'm sanctified.
Certified head.
Certified.
Never tell. Above only. Never beneath. I receive the joy of the Lord. And by it, I am strengthened. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm empowered to succeed every day of my life. I step into my new year blessed to be a blessing in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. So it is done. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much for sharing with us again tonight. I know it's very late for you. I don't know what time it is now. It's almost 4 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Aren't you glad that somebody sacrificed? May the Lord continue to bless you.
Amen.
And the ministry Amen. Of lift up your head. Your Amen. Head is lifted up. Hallelujah. Amen. And everyone Amen. Around you will be lifted up. Because the anointing of the living God is destroying every yoke and removing every burden. Amen. Those that were nothing shall be made somebody's Amen. By the authority of the word of the living God. Amen. The God of entrance gives you and all that are connected to you entrance Amen. To Amen. His best. In Amen. Jesus' name we decree so. Amen, amen. And amen.
Amen.
Bless you, son. Really received your blessing today. I am so joyed in my spirit by what God has done through you today. Thank you so very much. Bless you. I release you to go. Amen. Blessings. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Bokotov.
Bokotov.
Amen. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, you may be seated. The man of God challenged us this evening that we need to bring our best to the Lord. You've heard me say it many times before, and you heard it again tonight. God does not accept every offering. He accepts the offering that comes from your heart when you've given your all. And, you know, the dear daughter, we're chatting with her today. She said, you know, when you want God to speak to you when it comes to giving, God always speaks. She said, it's just that sometimes people don't want to listen. And I said, oh yes, I'm going to use that. It's just that sometimes people don't want to listen. God will never ask you for anything without something on his mind. Amen? When the Lord came to the temple, he sat close to the offering, to the extent that he was able to determine how much a woman gave, because he was watching it. God watches your giving. And he wants to bless. Amen? I'm not saying that your pocket is always going to be full or your bank account is always going to be full. That can happen and always does happen. But it is that you are operating in the blessing. You're operating in the blessing. And when you're operating in the blessing, God doesn't necessarily have to use your money to do something. He can get somebody from Timbuktu to get you what you need, and you didn't spend a dime. Are you listening? You always are ahead when you're a giver. Please hear that. Amen? You will always be ahead because God orchestrates everything around you. And so tonight, during this special 7 days that God has set apart, in fact, 8 days that he set apart, he set it apart for us to bring in our gifts of faith. And he will multiply your seed sown. Your seed is always about your future. Let me say that again. Your seed is always about your future. Because it's your seed, when sown, that becomes the tree. And it always produces more than you sowed. Hallelujah. And therefore, we're going to do one more thing tonight. Before we, you know, I've already released mine, but before the rest of us release ours, if we have not already, we're going to declare the harvest of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to prophesy out of our mouths our blessing, unlimited, unrestrained blessing. Remember the word of the Lord to us last night? He said, they would not even look at your turf, at your property, at your blessings. Amen? All those jealous, envious people, they won't know what's happening. You're just happening. Hallelujah. So rise with me. Let us declare a glorious move of God. God uses people. Praise the Lord. God uses people, and I want to be one of those that he uses. Hallelujah. I don't want to be, you know, think about how much I'm given. I just want to be the one that God says, I want this, I want that. I want this, and be rejoicing that God saw fit that he can trust me to ask me. Hallelujah. Amen. God trust me to ask me. Hallelujah. You ready for this? Okay, say with me. Mama, come stand with me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say with us, God trusts me.
God trusts me.
To ask me.
To ask me.
Father, trust me.
Father, trust me.
To ask me.
To ask me.
Mighty God, trust me.
Mighty God, trust me.
To ask me.
To ask me.
Be the God who blesses me beyond measure.
the God who blesses me beyond measure.
My Jehovah Jireh.
My Jehovah Jireh.
The God whose blessing is seen.
The God whose blessing is seen.
Lord, O God.
Lord, O God.
Let all see your blessings on my life.
On my life.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
To be a blessing.
To be a blessing.
I am 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 a blessing.
Because my Father.
Because my Father.
Has blessed me.
Has blessed me.
I'm greatly blessed.
I am greatly blessed.
And as a blessing.
And as a blessing.
I am oozing blessing.
I'm oozing blessing.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
The fragrance.
The fragrance.
Of the blessing.
Of the blessing.
Is just affecting.
It's just affecting.
And permeating.
And permeating.
The atmosphere.
The atmosphere.
I am an atmosphere changer.
I am an atmosphere changer.
Because I am blessed.
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 And I'm a blessing.
And I am a blessing.
I am a giver.
I'm a giver.
Because I have.
Because I have.
More than enough.
More than enough.
I'm looking for where to give. I have more than enough.
I have more than
blessed
enough.
Be the name of my Father.
Blessed be the name of my Father.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Come, release your faith. Your gifts of faith. Release your gifts of faith. Amen. Yeah. I have one here for you. God is good. Amen. By the time these 8 days are done, I'm expecting something dramatic to have happened to inside of us.
Amen.
We have been renewed and we've been changed. From one stage of glory to another. And as we take of this body and we eat, by the word of God's decree, let everything that needs to be corrected in our lives, in our bodies, in our finances, in our family, in our church, anything that concerns us, that needs the touch of God, as we touch the altar of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ today, let all the corrections be in place.
Amen.
We are blessed.
Yes.
Take of this body and eat.
Amen.
Amen.
As we take of the cup of blessing, may every plague pass over.
In Jesus' name.
May every wickedness pass over.
Amen.
May every enemy pass over.
In Jesus' name.
May every destruction pass over.
In Jesus' name.
May every addiction pass over.
In Jesus'
name. May everything that has been troubling you pass over.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May every case that the enemy has against you be completely destroyed.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord be on your side.
Amen.
May the Lord be on my side.
Amen.
May be with our families.
Yes, Father.
Be with the work of our hands.
In Jesus'
be
name.
Be with our ministry.
In Jesus'
be
name.
Be in everything we demand and speak about.
Hallelujah.
And we declare and decree.
Yes, Lord.
What the Lord has said about us.
Amen.
May they come to pass speedily.
In Jesus' name.
It's time of correction, time of Sukkot, like Pastor preached. He said it's time of correction.
Mm.
And then it's time of blessing.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for restoration.
Yes.
What has been destroyed, let it be restored.
In
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let it be restored. Whatever has been destroyed, let it be restored. Restore, restore, restore.
Restoration.
Rebuild, rebuild, rebuild.
In the name of
renew,
Jesus.
Renew, renew.
In the name of Jesus.
Spirit, soul, body, substance.
Mm.
In Jesus' mighty name.
That
take
is good.
And drink.
Blessed. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray another prayer and we'll be released in just a moment.
You know, Pastor Dyro is the first chauffeur we blew in this church. He gave it to us as a gift.
Is your mic on?
I think I'm on.
Okay.
I can hear myself.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. How loud do you want me to talk? Praise the Lord! Yeah, the first chauffeur that we blew in this church is a gift that he gave to us when we were in Israel. He bought it for us. You know, it's just a plain one. But we brought it home. I don't know how to blow it. You don't know how to blow it. But then we asked and Brother Byron. That's the one he blows. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yes, almost all the I have so many chauffeurs. They are all gifts. You should see some. They are so beautiful. So I blow some at home. It sounds, I'm beginning to know how to do it, but, you know, praise the Lord. So the first fruit, the first one, Pastor Dyro gave it to us many years ago. So, and then the second one, another person gave that to us, and on. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessings.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
This nation belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank God for the nation of Canada.
Yes, Lord.
This nation does not belong to the devil. It belongs to you.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we thank you that the iron gate will open of its own accord.
Amen.
Every agenda of the enemy fails. God, you're the God that crushes the head of the enemy.
Amen.
And you destroy every activity of the evil one. Lord, oh God, shock, shock, shock the system. Lord, oh God, let the agendas that the enemy thought he had in place all be scattered. And let Canada rise in the fullness of grace. May the leaves, O God, that this nation has on its flag become, O God, as it is in your word, the leaves become healings to the nations. Thank you, Father. Let your divine purpose for this great nation of Canada be fulfilled. We give you praise for everyone, O God, that is there. They have been elected as members of parliament, and the one that is elected as prime minister, Lord, O God, that not one of them will operate under the auspices and the control and influence of the evil one. For this day, by the authority of your word, we speak the word of cleansing, O God, upon their lives and upon the seats of leadership. For we declare, O God, that you are sovereign over this land.
Amen.
Whatever does not belong will be jerked out
Amen.
And removed
For you are the one who establishes kings yes. and leaders.
Yes.
And anyone that will not function under your guidance and will operate in disobedience, Father, today, not by election made by man, but by your hand, they are removed and yes. replaced.
Yes.
Not one thing that has happened yesterday is going to be out of order.
Yes.
Every person will be in order.
Amen.
For we decree it so
yes.
by the authority of your everlasting word.
Yes.
And we pray the same for our province.
Amen.
Choose the right premier
yes.
for this great province
Amen.
Of Manitoba.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done.
Amen.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Send peace to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Peace within her walls
yes.
and her palaces.
Yes.
Lord, you bless us tonight, this which is early morning for them, out of Israel.
Yes, Lord.
So we receive that blessing.
Amen.
The word of the Lord came to us.
Yes, Father.
We receive that word.
Amen.
We bless the nation back.
Yes,
and bless those firms.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Gave the one from Tel Aviv and the one from Jerusalem
yes,
that blessed the work of God. Bless them.
Yes, Father.
Show yourself strong and mighty in their lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that all those churches will flourish.
In Jesus'
they will
name.
Do the work of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the refugees and bless those who could not help themselves. For you've called us to take care of the widows, orphans, the helpless. Lord, that work will always be in our eyes and we will not forget.
Amen.
Bless your people, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, bless you. We look forward to having you again tomorrow. Tomorrow, the word of the Lord is going to come to us. And on Thursday, we're going to have another guest. And on Friday, we'll have another guest. Everyone connected in one way or the other to the great nation of Israel. And be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Good night.
Bless you.